Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, as BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and acknowledge all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong. Like I said, we come to First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns as BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And our voice for our people, so do you utilise it? You can call us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother. Don't act. We know you're not shy. But text us, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, or we call Sookbook, BBM 98.7 FM. Going to jump straight in and talk to the boys from TAFE here in Cairns. We're talking about a free recognition day concert at TAFE, 26 May. So there it is. We have Mark Ficilli and also Casey K.O. Levi. And also they've got bodyguard Matt Wallace has come to join us. And a very good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good morning.
Good.
Good to see you all. Thank you very much for coming. We'll start with brother Casey. Who your mob were you from, brother?
My mob's half German, half Torres Strait Islander. Mum's from St. Paul Village on Moore Island. And my totem from my mum's my granddad's side from mum is a dugong, and from mother's side is Thukmu. That's where I originated from. And
yes. Yeah. Beautiful footprint, my brother.
Yep.
So thank you, welcome, and good to see you again. Mark Ficilli, who are your mob? Where are you from?
We're the mob halfway between Naples and Rome there.
There you go.
Wagarigini.
Saw the light, come to the big island, eh?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Fantastic. And bodyguard, Matt Wallace, how are you, Matt?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, good, brother. Just get a bit closer to the microphone there, brother. Where do you stem from, Matt?
I stem from Cairns via Port Douglas.
Yeah, there you go. That's right, exactly. Yeah. And we've got a bit of history. You and I go back a while.
Back from Big
Vietnam.
From, yeah.
Yep, that's a coffee shop on the Esplanade. Big Cap Green Line Reef Cruisers. And a big shout out to the Wallace family. Hello, Paula, Steve, yes, and Jim and Joe. Fantastic. Let's talk about this fantastic event, Free Recognition Day concert at TAFE, 26th of May. Mark, jump in. Tell us about this fantastic event, brother.
Well, that's tonight, in fact. So yes. Starting at 4 o'clock through to 9 o'clock. It is the celebration of the 1967 referendum where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders were finally recognised as full citizens of Australia and given the vote.
Yes.
And it was the most unanimous referendum ever held. So the whole of the country got behind them. So there at TAFE Music Department, we started in 1967 with a grant from the federal government, Bob Hawke, in fact.
Okay.
Hawke helped us out.
Yep.
And so every year, so that was the 30 years. Mm. So every year we have celebrated Recognition Day, as you all know.
Yes.
And it's showcases all the students, but the art students also have art displayed in the Bangulmanjani Gallery. Mm. And it's always a great night. And it looks like the weather's going to be kind to us. So
yes.
Come along if you're in Cairns. Come along to R Block Amphitheatre from 4 o'clock today, and you can see students from Cert 3 through to Advanced Diploma and some ex-students all performing and celebrating a great moment in Australian history.
Yeah, beautiful. And, of course, there's a national program you mob down there at Tasmania and over to Perth. Look, 4 o'clock this afternoon, you can catch a flight, plenty of time. Get on up here and check out this fantastic event. Matt, we look at music as a tool, as a vehicle to acknowledge and celebrate and communicate with the people of the world regarding like a concert like, say, yes?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, there's a whole range of different nationalities playing today at TAFE. Young and old.
Yes.
You know, we've got Steve here, who's our youngest student.
Young student, yes. One foot in a pincher box, but yeah, all good, brother. Good to see you, brother.
Yeah, it's just a great event to get people together
yes.
and to celebrate a National Day.
All right, fantastic. Now, you've got a muscly-looking guitar there sitting on your lap. You're going to sing us a tune there, my brother?
I do. Well, Casey's going to sing us a tune.
Okay.
I'm going to accompany
you. You're the music man.
Yes.
Casey, you've got the voice, have you, brother? All right, let's do it, brother. Enjoy. People enjoy.
Got it from you, too.
Shut up. Jam away.
Six years I've been in the city. Oh, my home. Yeah. Now I'm down here living in the city with mama and my family. For I come from the salt water people. We always live by the sea. Now I'm down here living in the city with my woman and my family, my island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me in the evening. Dry wind is blowing from the hills and across the plain. Now I hold my eyes and I'm standing in a boat on the sea again. And I'm holding that long turtle spear, 'cause I feel I'm close now to where it must be. My island home is waiting for me. My island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me. My island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me. My island home, my island home is waiting for me.
Yes, give me goosebumps on my goosebumps. Too beautiful. Recognition, there it is, your mob. And that's a taste of the free Recognition Day concert at TAFE here in Cairns this afternoon, 4 o'clock onwards. And it's all in aid of the 1967 referendum, as Mark shared with us. You want to say something there, brother?
Yes. We will actually be donating money that we're going to raise through fundraising to the Tongan people for the Tongan volcano disaster.
Yes, beautiful.
So yeah, you can actually make a gold coin or greater donation if you come along, and we're going to have some raffles. So we're aiming to raise some money for the Tongan people.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, good cause there as well. And just for our listeners out there, that's, like I said, all in aid of 1967 referendum, the anniversary of, and recognises the 97% yes vote in the referendum back in 1967. A change of the constitution to allow First Nation people to be counted in the census and to enable the Commonwealth government to make laws for First Nation people. So a very special event. And also make acknowledgement of today, National Sorry Day, a day to remember the removal of First Nations children from their families, and a chance for all Australians to recognise the pain thousands of First Nation people went through and the children affected, as we know now, as the Stolen Generation. So look, very special event, and look, fantastic. And thank you, Matt, on the guitar, too, Dudley. Beautiful. And like I said, a taste of what can come this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And how long does the concert go for, Mark?
Till 9.
Till 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
There you go. So you can still...
And there'll be food and drinks available as well.
So, beautiful. Yeah. There it is. And how long have you been part of TAFE there, Mark?
Oh, Trav.
Yeah, come on, bring it out, brother. Yeah. Just move that walking stick, sorry. Explain how long you've been there.
I first came up from Sydney after spending a lot of time with Koori Society and bands. I used to work with No Fixed Address and Mixed Relations and all them. So I first came to Cairns in 90s. Well, first came to Cairns playing in bands back in the 80s and with Murray bands, Koori bands. But 97, I came to TAFE, to the music department. Yeah, and I've loved it ever since.
Yeah, so, beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, fantastic. And Matt, you stepped out of the tourist industry and you went chefing, or you're a bit of a cook, aren't you?
I used to be. I'm more boats. I was boats overseas for many, many years and then ran the maintenance side of the business for a bit. And now I'm a music student.
Man.
And doing doing sound on stages around the country, working with Mark here.
And we worked together at Laura Dance Festival last year.
We did, yeah. Yeah, we've done fantastic. A couple of NAIDOC
celebrations here as well. So beautiful, you brothers. White on the outside, black on the inside. I'm feeling the love, brothers. I'm feeling the love. Casey, it's good to see you, my brother. So tell us quickly your journey into this space here, brother.
Well, it was quite an eventful journey for me. I ended up at TAFE because I initially needed to do something with myself because I had at that time I went for my right shoulder reconstruction. Mm-hmm. So I had a bit of a injury there that I was going to be out of work for a while. So
what work were you doing, brother?
I was a support worker.
Okay,
for Life Without Barriers. And, also running a business of my own part-time as well and doing that. So I was busy and then that happened. And so going from doing a lot to nothing and being, you know, at home, I needed to do something with myself.
Sure, exactly.
For my mental health as well.
Yes.
Someone told me, ring TAFE, and I rang TAFE. And I think that afternoon Mark called me up and said, come in this afternoon. So I went in. And
so how long ago was that?
That one was actually 2020.
Okay.
So, I'm currently now doing my diploma there, but that was the initial, that's why I ended up there, and I haven't looked back, you know, friendly.
Found your calling in life, you could say.
Pole
dancing on the side.
Now I'll leave that to you.
Lamp post. You big boy, brother.
You do it better than me, so I'll move on.
Look, and that's the journey of life, to your mob out there, you know, and anybody at any moment can start a new future, you know what I mean? And that's what it's all about, and it's about enjoying the journey, you know what I mean? And so here you are now with the with Cairns TAFE and getting your diploma, which is fantastic to see.
Yeah, and I just want to mention, like, not only do you get to meet a lot of new people from all backgrounds, it's a very friendly environment.
Yes.
Very approachable, you know, and you do it at your own pace.
We've got
people that are... like me, like beginner, below beginner.
Thank you. Your voice didn't say so.
Now I'm doing my diploma, so anyone can do it, you know. And even if you got a job, you can do it, and you know,
exactly.
And you can make it work, and it's worthwhile. Like everyone that's come across there said, you know, like it's one of the best things. Like who doesn't like music?
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So, and not only that, you know, just to mention, it's the only place. In professional environment, you could misbehave to Mark and
not
get consequences.
The gammon boss. Look, that's what it's all about, you know. And I've always said that your best definition of a job or career is find something that you love doing find someone to pay you to do it. Or start your own business doing it.
That's right.
If you're doing something you love and you're passionate about, well, you won't work a day in your life.
Never.
And I'm picking that up from you, my bella.
Yep.
There you go, brother.
Yeah, I'm looking
I'll come
to see
you on payday,
right?
Cuss. Come and see you on payday.
We need an Elvis impersonator down there.
Shut up, black version with no hair. Gentlemen, look, great talking with you all. So thank you very much for coming to the studio. Fantastic. So we'll plug that once again, a free recognition day concert at TAFE, and that's 4 o'clock this afternoon till 9 o'clock.
Yep.
So you're mobbing the Cairns area, you're mobbing Tablelands there, Innisfail, Witchway, Mossman, can come and check it out here at Cairns TAFE today, 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Over the hill, Yarraba.
Over the hill, Yarraba, represent. Yes.
Thanks,
Trevor.
All the best, you guys. Take care, eh? Too
thanks,
deadly.
Brother.
All right, beautiful yarn there with the boys there from Cairns TAFE, Matt Wallace and Casey Keo Levi, and also Mark Funchelli, and also their beautiful student over there. Fantastic. And if music's the essence of life, then play on. That's the message. Let's go to Daily Track here, Mercy Albert, and I think it fits this discussion. Black and white working together, and the song is called Black Man, White Man. Well, there it is. Have a listen.
Stripped you of your pride, took you away, a little child, cast you out and hope you'd never be found. Your wounded heart was in despair, bitterness had lodged and rooted there. You have wandered for so long, now it's time to come on home and let Jesus take your heavy load. Jesus in your heart, and he'll help you make a brand new start. Hey, white man, did you find any place to hide? Your sinful, foolish heart, right from the very start, couldn't hide the shame of your game. Though your skin may be white, makes no difference in God's sight. You are not superior, you're a fool to think you are. You're deceived and you will not get very far. Hey, black man, you say the white man stole your land. Hey, white man, you tried to wipe the black man off this land. You speak to one another angry words, use your color as a platform to be heard. Let me tell you from the start to take Jesus in your heart, and he'll help you make a brand new start. Let me tell you from the start to take Jesus in your heart, and he'll help you make a brand new start. Bye, little darling.
folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, my king and my lord, they're so resilient here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying, yarn up strong, you mob, 1-800-422-416. We've got Tony on the line. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Morning, Trevor. Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Good, brother.
I want to thank Selwyn for his encouragement for being yesterday, and it's good he's back on. We're both long-distance runners, local content on Mama Biffa here in Cairns.
Yep, so. And we thank you both, exactly.
Yeah, it's important that we have local content. And
yeah, brother.
We're sort of black and white working together.
Exactly.
And if ever they want another show, I'd love to do a show with Sal when we could call it We Used to Drink, I Want to Swear Hour.
They got rain on my parade now.
No. See, that's what I mean. But I'm just chucking that out there, you know.
Yeah, well, we just finished playing the song, Blackfellow, you know, and there it is, my brother. We're all brothers in arms, aren't we?
Brothers in arms, yeah. I'll request that song. That's the best Dire Straits song, I think, especially it reflects the way of Cairns, the miscoloured mountains. And one of the lines in the song is, I witness your suffering.
Yes.
We've got a rainforest tribe here that have no security, no land to live on. It's a land war in Australia. But we'll cover that. I want to say something else today.
Yeah, go ahead.
A little bit of politics. I study all the news intently and try and put the bits together and come up with a short thing, observation. Joe Biden went to Tokyo for the meeting with the Quad.
Quad meeting, yep.
And really, I don't think he should have gone.
Why is that?
Well, they've just had that terrible shooting in America and then poor kids killed.
Yeah, well, is after the event, and, he's ropeable about it. And, look, the gun massacres that are going on in America.
Guns.
Exactly.
Right, and so we've got Joe Biden. He's in and he's threatening China from Japan.
See where you're coming from, yep.
Yeah, there's so much. Joe Biden, he's standing on the TV and he's going, oh, why? Mm. And his guns, and they walk around like lollies in their pocket. In America, it's a gun society and they're so aggro.
And war's at front and centre to what they're conversing about over at the Quad meeting, is what you're saying.
Well, they won't let us know what they say. The only comments we get is climate change, you know, what goes on.
Sure. But there may be a war brewing in regards to, there is a war brewing in Russia and Ukraine, but the Quad meeting, they're talking about, war or guns front and centre in regards to China, you know. So I know what you're saying, brother. In one hand, the gun, in the other hand, the Bible. So, you know.
Exactly, and that's it. And what I'm worried is straight away, like ScoMo there, he ordered the nuclear subs and that, and he didn't tell Labor Day, but Albanese, he's right there with him, and he was just about waltzing along together and patting each other, and they're the brothers in arms, Dave. Mm. They're the brothers in arms, you know, they're the government, they're the ones, even Joe Biden said to the Aussie Prime Minister there said, you're tired, you're just election, and you're here, and it doesn't matter if you fall asleep, you know?
I saw that, yep.
And it's really just, he had to be there. They've got to, he just about had his tongue down his throat. Australia should not follow America into this war. Mm. We had Vietnam, we followed Americans before, you know? So they got paid back for the Coral Sea. It's all paid back. You owe me, you're my alloy. It's not, they're going to...
And the argument continues in the 21st century, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because I think China's got a huge defence thing, but I think it's to protect them from America. Nothing to do with us.
Mm.
And you get all this paranoia. I've been doing a little bit of talking on ABC Radio lately. And what I said about the Greens, it happened. There was a mass swing to the Greens because they might have a political wedge to say, you've cancelled the French submarines, now you've got nuclear submarines, we're in debt up to our neck. Why don't we cancel the nuclear submarines too? But that's my idea of the day.
Yeah, brother. Well, thank you for sharing, my brother, and make some good points there, brother.
I've been really busy making memorials for the cemetery for Donna and myself.
Mm.
I'm getting different ones made.
Good.
And that's keeping me busy.
Well, we are talking sorry day, and of course, loss of your other half and with us in spirit. It's emotional times, isn't it?
Yeah, mate. Have you got a minute? I can talk for a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm doing something different for the cemetery because I'm a boilermaker and a welder and another fella. I'm getting crosses constructed memorial out of aluminium box section.
Okay. Is there permission to do that? Can people do that and design their own headstone?
Well, this is, I'm the crash test dummy here, but one of the brothers in the family, Murray One, has already put one aluminium cross up there for one of our twins that passed away, and that's been there for a while.
Yeah.
Because it's a non-corrosive material.
Yeah, I didn't know if there's rules and regulations in regarding headstones.
The council has a thing on a lot of the stuff. It said you can use approved materials.
Okay.
So anyway, I've got this thing constructed, and then the nameplate is going to be machined out and welded on to the thing. It's all done really good. And there's going to be aluminium hearts with inscriptions on, and they're going to be welded on. So it's a memorial to... I'm doing my own. It's crazy. And I've just written these few words that's been... and it's going to get engraved out too.
Hmm.
No one, a man's got to prepare his own grave and for his loved one there. Anyway, this is, you had a live muso today, this is like a song line.
Sure. You going to share it with us?
Now we can rest in peace together as vowed, side by side, forever and ever. It's hard to write this for ourselves. We had no kids, so there's no one else. That's what I've had to write, and I'll put her one up, and I'll put my one up next to it, and I'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
And the thing, the council had this thing saying you can use approved materials. Well, aluminium's approved.
Mm. Yep.
And the stonemasons have had it so good for so long, and I want to pay my respects to the Arnoux family, who had a huge tombstone opening in Gordonvale on the weekend there, just passed. There were six graves opened together at once, and it's right where my darling's buried there. And so,
beautiful, brother.
It's just self-determination,
Yes.
I can do it myself because I can dig the hole and I can just put it in the ground and there's no concreting. But that's what I've been working on, and I've just got to be finished by tomorrow. It's what we call a deadline. But anyway, I've had a good say today. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Nice input.
Your support, and we just do what we do. Eh? We got a radio station, and we're not going to let it
utilize it. Too deadly, brother. Thank you, Tony. Beautiful yarn there, Tony. Having you say there from Gordonvale. And a big shout out there to someone as well. Have your saying yarn up strong here, National Tall Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Tall Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Yesterday, I thought of your face again. And how you are these days, it's been way too long, my friend. It's been months since I even heard you laughing. Like I've done at times for air, for you right now I'm dustbin. And I know this is the start of mine and yours drifting apart. Well, life goes on, you'll meet someone, and I'll understand. But I feel burnt, yeah, I'll be hurt, I'm only a man. Then I might hear from you after some bad news, and of course I'll be here. Out drifting apart is my only real fear. And I know this is the start of mine and yours drifting apart. The years will pass until at last I can't picture your face. I might settle down in a quiet town, yeah, I might change my ways. And I think of you, wonder what you'd do, are you where you said you'd be? As I'm doing my thing, I'll be wondering, do you ever think of me? I know I don't want it to start. Mine and yours drifting apart. But to stop it happening is so damn hard. Just want you to know you're forever in my heart.
Yeah, beautiful track there. NNA with Titters here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn with the bally one here, Trevor Tim 20, Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yindingi country as BBM Bunbury Bip Media, 9.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. All right, make mention, I did mention before, sorry day it is today, and acknowledging our First Nation people, all our elders, in regard to what happened, many Stolen Generation survivors, and setting up strong there. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Harry Williams and Georgia Dermish, and delegates from the Healing Foundation and Youth Reference Group on the line. Harry, Georgia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the program. Before we start, Harry, who are you mob? Where are you from?
Yes, hello. Thank you for having us. So, Harry Williams, mob Cowra, New South Wales. So I'm a Wiradjuri man living in Canberra, ACT.
Beautiful. Georgia, who are you mob? Where are you from?
Good morning. Thanks for having us. I'm a proud Welwyn and Gomeroi woman. I live on the beautiful
Wiradjuri
country.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Deadly country. Now, statement for Sorry Day. You guys are with the Healing Foundation Youth Reference Group. And, look, a very important space when we talk about Sorry Day. But it shouldn't be just a day. The fact that Sorry Day is 365 days a year in regard to the recognition, and when you look at the recommendation of the Bring Him Home report, the failure to implement that, look, a space that's very dear to us as First Nation people. Yes,
absolutely.
You there? Harry,
yes,
you there?
Yes,
yeah,
please.
Sure, yeah. So tell us about... Exactly, well, thank you. And tell us about, with the Healing Foundation, the job that you guys do and the job that Healing Foundation does.
Yeah, so as being part of the Healing Foundation's Youth Reference Group, a lot of our work is to work close with the Stolen Generations Youth Reference Group, Foundation, to really advocate intergenerational healing and to identify how, you know, intergenerational trauma still impacts a lot of our Indigenous peoples and family communities today. So we're really about advocating for healing, but also too, as you know, being a Stolen Generation descendant myself, being able to honour my grandmother's story, but also to, you know, lots of culture and connection to country and being able to advocate that and also advocate for the rights of Stolen Generation descendants and survivors, because of a lot of those recommendations that still yet to be met. Now survivors are getting older now, so justice still hasn't been served.
Yeah, exactly. Harry, your input there, my friend?
Yeah, thank you. So, similarly. So, the effects and that, like, it's not that long ago, you know, that's my grandfather, you know, and those, those effects, you know, are so close. It's still there, and, you know, there's a lot of work to be done on that, and,
And there's the generation trauma. I mean, you're feeling it as grandchildren of your grandparents, and I'm in the same boat. My grandmother stolen from country and taken to Palm Island, you know, and it hurt. It cuts to the bone. My first time flight into Palm Island, I felt her spirit, you know what I mean? And my business associate with me at the time, non-Indigenous brother, he said, "You okay?" I said, "I don't, just felt my grandmother," you know? And he's looking at me, but it is a generational trauma, isn't it?
Definitely, most definitely, exactly. That's how real it is.
Exactly. And what jobs do you guys do with the Healing Foundation?
Yeah, so my role, I'm co-chair for the Youth Reference Group. So I've been involved with the Youth Reference Group now for the last 5 to 6 years, I think.
Enjoying that journey, brother?
Oh, loving it.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, great space for, you know, us young fellas to get together, sit down and talk about, you know, those impacts, you know, youth suicide, youth incarceration, young fellas, you know, who are still in out-of-home care currently. You know, it gives us a good platform to be able to talk about these things and, you know, come up with solutions and things like that and to sort of advocate. Gives us a safe place to be able to do that.
Exactly. Georgia, your role?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a member of the Youth Reference Group, and like what Harry was saying, it's really to advocate, particularly Stolen Generation descendants and their families, particularly you know, advocating for health services that are trauma-informed, culturally safe. A lot of our stolen generations of others don't have access to health services. We'd like to see a national health healing strategy as well. We identify the complex needs, which will be co-designed by stolen generation survivors, and we'd love to see the Albanese government particularly ensure that business mob are people are having a voice, having a say on policies and laws that are impacting us, so that we're not having in 25 years, having to have more anniversaries and that.
Look, very powerful and powerful words from you both. And look, hats off to the Healing Foundation in regard to organising the Healing Foundation Youth Reference Group. And I feel as though all black organisations at the national level should have a youth reference group in regard to us passing the baton on and young people getting educated in this space and then standing up and being strong for our mob. I think it's fantastic, and hats off to you all.
Thank you. Definitely 100% agree. So, not just with the Healing Foundation, encourage all organisations to, engage with the youth, talk to them, engage.
Yeah. And especially non-Indigenous Australians as well, to walk. This is also their history and, to educate themselves as well. And that's really important, and to amplify the voices of Indigenous people.
Definitely. That's our shared history.
Yeah, beautiful. Look, lovely sharing with both of you. Thank you for sharing. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon. A big shout-out to your team there, and especially cousin, there's CEO there, Fiona Cornford, and big shout-out to your mob, eh?
Definitely. Thank you. Biggest shout-out.
Too
deadly.
Oh, take care, yo. Beautiful yarn there, and it's young Harry Williams and Georgia Dermish, and they're delegates from the Healing Foundation Youth Reference Group. And we're talking about the statement for Sorry Day. It is Sorry Day, and a big shout out to love and thoughts are going out to all our mobs, our elders, who are with us in spirit, and some who are still with us in regard to how the removal of First Nations children from their families, and a chance for all Australians to recognise the pain thousands of First Nation people went through, that their children affected, are known today as the Stolen Generation. So, Sorry Day, strong with us all. You mob too, Dad. Look, thank you for your time. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, about to sign off here for today's program. I'm back in the hots again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. It's a one-hour program. I've been holding the reins here for about 10 years doing the program, enjoying the journey. It is your program. Murray just steering the ship, does all I'm doing. But don't mind a yard, but two ears, one mouth, and I use it in that form. You can always text a brother, 045-714-0550, and don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. But thank you for your company, mob. Look, happy Sorry Day in regard to staying strong and reflecting, and also educating our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters as well about our space. But look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe in regard to the pandemic of COVID-19. Keep your eye open for that monkeypox. I mean, it's about safety in everything we do. Wash your hands constantly, you mob, and look at your health, and have a conversation with First Nation health organisations, and we need longevity with